It's such an important question on a Wednesday. Woman Crush Wednesday, one of my favorite features across the board. And why? It's because we find amazing women trailblazers in different industries, different communities, and we bring them forth and they tell their story to inspire so many of you to keep living your dreams and chasing them and living your best life. What's life about if you're not living the best of it, right? And today is no different. She is with us and we are so excited. We're also going to be telling you about the Rise and Thrive table that's happening next Friday. But before we even get to that, the keynote for that special morning is a woman who's done such amazing things. Nontetho Smith is with me in studio and she'll be the keynote on the day. She's a woman who has a background in milling. But before we even get to Utingo Mills, let's say good morning to the queen in question. Good morning, Nontetho. How are you?
Good morning, Carol. And good morning, East Coast Radio listeners.
Oh, it's so amazing to have you in studio. And I mean, your story is beautiful. And I know that you will go into more details around how you came about to co-found Utingo Mills, a proudly South African business that's dealing with maize milling. But for those who haven't heard your story, without giving away too much, are you able to just walk us through how you ended up in this space as a co-founder?
Well, so growing up back in, there's a place called Ekudeni, which is in KZN by Nkandla. My great grandmother used to actually grind maize, and I think using like a stone, a manual grinding machine.
Yes.
Yeah. So in those days, I mean, there used to be a lot of people that used to come to collect the maize. And also my mom's side, my other grandmother from Ozwathini, which is in Tonga to the side, she had, I mean, a land of about 1 hectare where she was growing maize. So I think one day I was just driving and I had an MEC talking about the, you know, there's not a lot of women in agriculture. And because of my marketing background, I was more interested in agri-processing,
right,
as to what can I do with the products that come from agriculture. Then I thought of maize because it's what I saw growing up.
Wow. It's crazy how we have so much invention and so much possibility around our ecosystem of life, our day-to-day, that if we just sat for a moment and looked at the opportunities, we could really climb out of circumstances.
Yeah.
That is insane. On Friday next week, we have the Rise and Thrive breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Where we're going to have a whole lot of ladies coming through. It's going to be fantastic. You are the keynote on the morning. What message will you be driving on the morning?
Well, my story is of resilience, grace, and overcoming. So, you know, I'm going to touch in all parts of my story. I mean, as women, I think we go through quite a lot of things. I've had such challenging stories that women go through. In my life, I overcame addiction and alcoholism. Yeah. So I'm going to be touching on that, and with my encounter with God. Some women have experienced abandonment and other, you know, terrible things. So I'll be touching on that, but not ending with that. I just want to encourage women to understand that, you know, we don't need to sit on our story of challenges. We need to actually dive into being vulnerable and healing and then overcoming and being able to then move from when, you know, when we're hurt and be able to live our lives and strive.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love that. Now, you've built something really amazing with the business that you've built. You've made an empire. You employ a lot of people. What has been, would you say, is one massive challenge that you faced on this journey?
There's quite a lot of challenges, but, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges was really starting. So when I made an example with my grandmother, it wasn't, so she would need just a few piles of maize to be able to make, you know, a super maize mill.
Yeah.
But when you're getting into business, you need millions and millions of money to start. If
right.
I mean, I think the first order that I got,
yeah,
I needed, you know, something over a million to start. So I think one of the biggest challenges was financial support and also getting into the market. As much as super maize mill is a staple product, it's highly demanded in South Africa. However, it's very competitive. There's quite a lot of other brands that are out there that are also,
yes,
established. So
correct.
Really, it was mostly financial support for marketing and to help the, you know, the product to be out there. So to really start, I needed to get packaging that's worth more than 2 million. That's without the product itself. So
whoa,
there's more and more other things. So there was my first challenge. So when I was able to I actually got a contract with one of the, you know, the biggest retailers that were interested in getting the product into the shop. But
yeah,
then I didn't have the bag. So I had to wait about a year to actually raise the funds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure. I love the moment of wait for a year.
Mm.
For it to happen, because sometimes we expect things to happen in unison, you know, one after the other, and sometimes the waiting helps in its own way. So come Friday, the Rise and Thrive breakfast. Mm. What are you most excited about for the morning?
So fortunately for me, I recently attended Sinai Hospitality Conference and a gala dinner in Sandton.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I think we'll be carrying the same energy. There was quite a lot of, I mean, I felt such unity amongst women, support and people that are really making an impact and people that are driven by excellency and performance. So everyone that will attend will actually be really encouraged to, you know, to do their best in whatever field that they are in. The last conference that I attended, which, you know, I presume we're going to be having the same audience, people in many industries, women in energy, women in agriculture, women in technology, women in arts and culture, in a lot of industries. So it's a really good opportunity for women to come and network and really be amongst women that support each other.
Absolutely. It is payday, so get your tickets, Rise and Thrive. Your tickets are available at sinaiohospitality.com. You can look for the tab Rise and Thrive and get your tickets there. Tickets involve breakfast, wonderful inspirational talks, and of course the opportunity to network with many other women in that space. I will be your MC for the morning. I am very, very excited to be your MC for the morning. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Nontetho Smith is your keynote speaker of the morning. So with that being said, you didn't just build a company, you built a brand. Now, Utingo Super Maize Meal is now known for quality and consistency. What were some of the earlier challenges within that specific space? You spoke about the financial element.
Mm.
Were there other elements that fit into challenges or maybe even victories that you'd like to highlight?
I think as we venture in these industries that, you know, have people that have 30 years, 100 years of experience, one of the challenges was really to understand what milling is about. So I had to take a lot of trips going around the country trying to, you know, align myself with people that were experienced. But at some point, I actually met a gentleman that actually helped quite a lot. He's still my mentor till this day. And that has helped me to be able to have access where you source maize, to also be able to process the maize. Because, I mean, it's a seasonal product and it's also regulated in the country. So there's a lot of specifics that you need to overcome to actually be in the business. So I think it was important for me to get someone with experience to mentor me in the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nontetho, what is your message to women listening right now who are trying to chase their dreams? They might not be looking at big business like Utingo Mills, right?
Mm.
But just doing something small for themselves. What are your words of encouragement?
I'll just encourage women to really trust in their voice and vision. So In most of the things that I've been involved with, whatever that I do, that I, you know, I find that I find myself not giving up on are things that involve other people. So if we could just, in whatever that we're dreaming to do or whatever that we are driven, if the purpose could actually be about helping others and also uplifting other people, because I think for me, when I'm faced with challenges in the journey because of being in business, I always think of the people that will not be able to go to school, the families that will not be fed. And also when it comes to addiction, I always think of the person that is not going to have an opportunity to overcome alcoholism if I don't wake up today and send the message. So right. If you make your dream be about other people, it also encourages you to not give up.
Wow, make your dream about other people. The keynote speaker next Friday, Nontetho Smith, will be there at the Rise and Thrive Breakfast hosted by Sinai Hospitality. Go to sinaihospitality.com, look for the Rise and Thrive tab and get your tickets. We can't wait to see you on Friday morning. I won't be here in studio. I'll be there at the Radisson Blue as the MC on the morning, and I'm looking forward to being with you, also to hearing Nontetho, your full story. I'm really looking forward to hearing your full story of success, of business and overcoming. That's the big one that I really look forward to. And I hope you'll be there with us, all right? So remember, sinaiohospitality.com. Thank you again, Nontetho. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.